Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So come on in. The midday party starts right now in the Kia Studios. Your boys, Rick and John. Yesterday, we were at the Hawks practice facility having a blast and introducing and interviewing Lloyd Pierce, the new head coach of our Atlanta Hawks. And John, let's go get that number one pick. The lottery is tonight. At 7:30, we got roughly a 13% chance at getting the number one overall pick and bringing DeAndre Ayton here to Atlanta. Let's go.
I'm not going to get my hopes up. I've seen this story, how it's played out before. 13% to me probably doesn't exist. And maybe I'm doing the reverse jinx, and Hawks fans at the end of the night will be like, yes, we've got the number one pick. John Michaels, stick it. And I'll be like, hey, stick it then. I was wrong. I just don't feel I'm wrong. The lottery.
You don't feel lucky today, do you?
I never feel lucky when it comes to the NBA draft lottery. We didn't have LeBron James leave so we can be given three first overall number one picks. It just doesn't happen. We're not in New York back when the Knicks really needed to be good and they needed Patrick Ewing. It's not happening.
Once again, the world needs to be reminded that these opinions are those only of John Michaels and not the collective midday show with Rick and John here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
By the way, I'm a little hurt. I put up a picture yesterday. Mark Owens was out there with us, took a bunch of pictures, me, you, and Coach Lloyd Pierce of the Atlanta Hawks. Squidbilly pointed out rather astutely that I look like the third wheel in the picture. Like, you and Lloyd look like you have been best friends forever, and I was the guy that photobombed the picture. I was like, what's wrong with this? Like, I'm part of the show as well, Coach. I know you and Rick go way back, but you guys had your arms around each other. You were close to him. He was close to you. And I was just kind of there, like, glomming onto the picture.
Okay, so John's overselling this and embellishing this just a little bit. but you certainly vibed with Lloyd Pierce when the conversation of R&B music came up yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
So all the R&B acts that he mentioned, like, which one stuck out to you? Like,
Oh, New Edition's one of the great R&B groups of all time. I mean, you think about Bobby Brown as a spinoff, Ralph Tresvant, Johnny Gill, BBD. All of those guys came from that group. They're one of the magical acts. And, you know, they're still touring and probably haven't had relevant new music in 30 years. I know they've done some spinoff stuff here and there. But, I mean, they still tour and people sell out to go see New Edition.
It was really fun meeting Lloyd Pierce yesterday, hanging out with him. A lot of the sound you were hearing came from the interview we did. A lot of the sound you're hearing came from the overall press conference, but a great dude and a great time. Thank you to the Hawks for treating us very, very well, as they always do.
I had a good night last night. Played some flag football. We got our butts kicked last night.
What? How?
Just didn't play. We had a 2-minute stretch. It was 8-8 with 1 minute to go in the first half. We then gave up 30 points in a 2-minute stretch. A pick six, a safety, a bomb, halftime, another. It went downhill in a hurry. We ended up losing like 54-28.
Oh, my. Like that. Who imploded worse last night, your squad in flag football or the Houston Rockettes?
Our squad, because we expect to do better. I know what the Rockets are going to be when it comes to these pressure situations. It's a lot of shrinkage involved in Houston.
I've always said it is very tough to shoot accurately when you have one hand right around your throat. It's almost impossible to make that happen.
It is. Mark Owens, you're back in the studio today. You know, you got a Sugar Skull shirt on. You're looking good.
Thanks, buddy. Vision Computer Twitter poll from yesterday. We have our final results in with the addition of McClain of the Falcons. Good on the D-line. Just wrapped up this one. And the winner, all brought to you by Vision Computers, where hold time for tech support is less than 15 seconds. 47% of you voted saying, are the Falcons good on D-line? No. We could still use one more.
Okay.
46%. Second place said, yep, looks strong. And 7% saying, no, we still need a lot of help. At Rick and John 929, we'll have another Vision Computer poll up in the next, hour when we come up with something good.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
It does. You know, I still think we could use one more just for depth purposes.
I'm with you.
Courtney Upshaw, get him on the phone. Ataba Rubin, get him on the phone. Preacher Man, how you feeling? You were out yesterday with the yak. You had the yaks.
I'm much better. Thank you. Good to be back.
Did you weigh yourself this morning? Did you drop like 4 or 5 pounds?
I did not weigh myself this morning. No, I did not. So I don't know. I probably lost a couple pounds. I had a fever, did a lot of sweating, put the clothes on, get the gunk out, so it's all good.
So you had a little stomach flu thing? Or
I had
like
whatever
a head cold
Connor
thing?
Had last week, just a milder version, because he was out of school all last week. So
all last week?
Yeah, he was down for the count. So
that's
fortunately,
not...
it didn't snag me until the weekend, so it wasn't too bad. That's what's up.
What the f*** is going on?
The sports world never stops. So if you missed anything, Rick and John are here to tell you what's up.
What's up, Holmes?
Don't look to it as the end all when it comes to tax revenue for the state of New Jersey or any other state that jumps in. That's why I say the devil's in the details, friends, and you know what I mean.
Well, that is Brent Musburger, who went from play-by-play extraordinaire to now he owns a gambling site of some sort out in Las Vegas and doing his thing. Well, yesterday, Supreme Court rules that sports betting is okay with them. So it opens it up for states on an individual basis to now legalize it on their own. The money is going to be there. I mean, think about what Vegas does. And I know there were some big arguments, and we'll spend a lot of time today going through some of the minutiae of sports betting. Vegas makes a ton of money. People go out there. It's eventually going to happen in pretty much every state. I just hope Georgia doesn't lag behind for 30 years to go ahead and get a casino or to go ahead and get some windows where we can walk up and drop a 20 spot when we want to.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll be happy to know that we're going to be taking your calls off and on throughout our four-hour run today on this topic, because this has to be a very interactive topic right here, because John and I have opinions, but you all have opinions, and this is about all of us right now. This is not just two smart guys talking smart about sports. We really want to hear from you guys and girls about this gambling thing. I'm excited about it, John. To me, I think it's a no-brainer. I think it totally makes sense. And it's not even on a political tip, right? I don't even want to take it there.
Right.
This is just on it's a common sense thing. America's kind of sort of doing it anyway.
Right.
And so just to make that whole process more convenient, thumbs up on that. Also, Brent Musburger just said the revenue that it will generate for states, thumbs up on that. And like he said, it's not like states can look at this as the savior riding in on a white horse to save your finances. And I'm with him on that, although maybe it can. But I didn't understand. He's like, the devil is in the details, if you know what I mean. I actually don't know what you mean, Brent. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, I have no idea. And this is something, again, that it's going to be a long, drawn-out process. But it's funny. I think Darren Revelle tweeted out yesterday, and it had nothing to do with Chick-fil-A, tweeted out that there's already job openings popping up in New Jersey for, like, people with online gambling and all this other stuff.
Well, so, I mean, they're going to flip the switch right now. Jersey
absolutely
was the state that initiated this fight. They're going to flip that switch right away.
They already have casinos, so great. Now you just throw a window up that says sports gambling, and you put a sports book in there and a lounge. We'll spend a lot of time throughout the duration of the show getting into all this. Let's go locally, though, first and foremost. NFL conversation, Devontae Freeman, the first player from the Falcons, on the NFL's top 100 players, comes in at number 70. He does drop about 25 spots from the year previous, but it still shows Devontae Freeman, even in a banged-up year with concussions, very well-respected around this league.
Got a great reputation. It's because he plays so hard, and he plummeted from 41 to 70.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it, okay? He had an injury-plagued season,
yep,
still put up good numbers in the time that he played, and Atlanta wasn't quite as relevant in the grand scope as they were the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
So I get him falling a little bit. But, John, this restores my... any faith that I had in the NFL Network top 100, that Devontae is still in it.
Because
to me, he's a clear top 100 player in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be that recency biased to drop him completely out. So this restores my faith in that process.
Elsewhere, a wild one yesterday in the Windy City. The ball was traveling out. The ball was popping everywhere. And Jose Bautista plays the role of hero. Braves win. 6-5, the final. A.J. Minter picks up the save. Julio Teheran wasn't pretty, but when the wind's blowing out at Wrigley Field, it's just hang on and try to get guys out.
Got the win. He went 6 innings. It was a hard-earned 6 innings. Gave up 4 runs, and then the bullpen took it from there. A.J. Minter, because Arodis Vizcaino had gone the previous 2 days, he was elevated from 8th inning to 9th inning,
mm-hmm,
struggled a little bit,
yep,
but ultimately got the job done. So a great look there. And for Jose Bautista, look, we have Austin Riley hitting 3 home runs over the weekend in a game, including a grand slam. We have Brian Snicker over the weekend saying that he wouldn't hesitate to bring up Austin Riley,
right,
if the situation was there to do it. And then you have Joey Bats going dong yesterday for a 3-run home run in the fifth inning. It gave us our sixth run, and we were able to hold on and get the victory, dude. We are number one in the National League by a full game over the Milwaukee Brewers.
Julio, great job. Bullpen did a great job picking him up. I honestly didn't think that the scoring was going to – I thought it was going to be like a 13-12 game the way it started out. But just good win.
And that's what it is, and the Braves will be back in action tonight at home, weather permitting, obviously, and it's a little cloudy outside. Mark Owens, on the Mark Owens forecast, what are you looking at?
I'm bringing an extra battery charger and a snack.
All right. That means things could take a while. Let's try to give away $1,000 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Bounce, B-O-U-N-C-E, bounce is your code word. You got to text bounce right now to 72881.
We do a little ditty called the NFL.
Bounce.
At 1220.
Also, a very popular dance in the 90s was called the Bankhead.
Bounce.
Yes. Did you ever do the Bankhead Bounce?
Probably not. The White Man Wiggle might have been the choice.
The Bankhead Bounce was actually a lot of fun. You just kind of moved your shoulders like this if you're watching on watch929thegame.com. But text bounce right now. You don't have to put NFL bounce or Bankhead bounce. Just put bounce to 72881. We'll try to give you $1,000. Speaking of bounce, we need ping pong balls to bounce our way in the NBA draft lottery tonight. I know, Rick, you will be on pins and needles. This is your thing.
Can't wait.
I don't watch the lottery. I look on Twitter and go, all right, we're picking fifth.
You're hilarious. You and Hugh Douglas, I heard him talking with John the other day. He's like, man, I ain't watching that thing. I'm going to be following it on Twitter and getting alerts and that kind of thing. I'm not mad at you guys. I'm a hoophead. I'm totally, like, beyond into this stuff. I've been doing mock drafts. By the way, got a couple articles up on 92.9thegame.com right now.
Really good stuff, too.
Thank you, my brother. I look back at the 2017 draft and did best pick, worst pick, bust, misused, all that kind of stuff. So, like, a year later, looking back at last year's draft, and Knox Bardina is going to put up any old time now my mock draft 1 through 40. I went all the way to 40 so I could get the Hawks second-round pick in there. I know who we're taking. But, John, it's weird. We have a 13.7% chance at the number one pick, 13.7. 14.16, number two. 14.48% chance to get the third pick. And then where we're slotted right now, number four, we have only an 8.5% chance of getting the fourth
pick.
I don't understand that. I talked to John Steinberg of Hawks PR yesterday. He didn't understand it, so we just shrug our shoulders and move on. To get the number five pick, we have our highest odds, 32%. And I just want to be top five, John. Mm-hmm. I just want to be top five.
I do, too. If you heard Travis Schlink yesterday on the morning show, he said they're down to eight prospects. So the good thing is, 1 through 7, you're going to get one of the eight that you want. You want it to be closer to number one than to number eight, so hopefully
no question.
They can move up in the draft. Finally, last night, game one of the Western Conference Finals. We've all been waiting for it, and it was really fun for a half, and then Golden State pulled away, and they dominated in the second half. Kevin Durant was on automatic last night. I mean, he hit a shot on P.J. Tucker where P.J. Tucker was wearing him like a cheap suit, and Durant's 22 feet from the basket, fading away, shot clock coming down, and just, boop, drops it on in. Golden State, no problem with the victory. Houston's in big trouble. I'm not sure. If they lose Wednesday, they're going to get swept out of the Western Conference Finals.
I don't disagree with that. Here's what's going on in this series right now. You have a championship-level team. You have, like, the Blazers back with Clyde Drexler. The Suns back with Barkley. The Sonics with Kemp and with Payton. That's how good these Rockets are. But you're playing an all-time team that is on the way to a dynasty. So if you're where were the Rockets last night at home in game one? That's what's up. They're just playing a team that's way better than everybody else.
You got 40 points out of Harden. You jumped out to a big lead early. Capella was playing well, and it just fell apart. So all that happened, they're in big, big trouble. We take a break. We come back. The Supreme Court lets state legalize sports gambling. Are you in? Do you guys think Georgia should jump on board? We'll take some phone calls and texts at 404-741-0929. We'll discuss that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and watch 92.9thegame.com.
Prohibition of sports gambling has come to an end today, and it's about time.
So that's Brent Musburger. And Brent Musburger kind of, sort of, in my opinion, was forced out by ESPN for maybe being kind of a creep with comments about, you know, women in the stands and stuff like that. And then Chris Fowler takes over. And then Brent Musburger immediately starts a handicapping service out in Las Vegas. I believe to this day has a show on Sirius XM about handicapping. Preacher Man's nodding his head, affirming that. So did Brent Musburger know that the legislation was going to come down from the Supreme Court, essentially, you know, legalizing gambling all over the United States, leaving it up to the individual states to determine whether they want to flip the switch or not. I'm just saying, like, it was kind of curious, right, going from this big-time play-by-play job
right.
to Las Vegas handicap. I think Brent Musburger might be in with the Illuminati. I think he knows what's up.
No, what we know is that Brent Musburger was a guy that was always in on the action. You would know by his play-by-play call where he had the money lying. Oh, they're going to go for two here, and that line's 6.5. That could sway me about 10 grand. Oh, sorry, back to you guys. I mean, that's what Brent Musburger was all about.
Didn't he always say, this will have great impact in the desert?
Yeah.
Didn't he refer to it as the desert?
He knew what he was doing, and there's no surprise he went to that realm after being done with being a play-by-play voice. But yesterday, the Supreme Court cleared the way for states coast-to-coast to legalize betting on sports, breaking a long-time ban and creating a potential financial boon for states and the gambling industry. Let's be honest. If you really wanted to sports gamble already, you could. There were online services that you could go to. You could place bets out in Vegas if you really wanted to. There were ways to get your action placed, and there were illegal stuff with bookies that, you know, would chop your arm off or stuff like that. But if you really wanted to get involved with sports gambling, you could. It was just a matter of how far did you want to take it. Now, I was never a big gambler, never my thing, but I would do it for the sport and the fun. I'd always talk about, I'd put a 20 spot on one of the online gambling things, and I would just see how much I can make throughout the year. If I lose $20, who cares? I've lost $20 to Rick time and time again. He's lost $20 back to me, and it doesn't really matter. But I would never take it to where I had to spend money that I didn't have. I wasn't going out and putting $10,000 on something knowing I only had $1 in the bank. But if I wanted to find action, I could. What this is clearing the way for is now states to go, all right, you can have a corner store that you can walk in and drop a 20 spot, put action on the Georgia game, and it be perfectly legal. I ask you, Rick, do you like this? Do you think this is a good thing for athletics in general?
I do. I think it's just where we're going with this. And I think it just meets the common sense test that you've got people already gambling. You've got people playing fantasy sports, putting money on it. That's gambling. You know, the daily fantasy leagues, whether it's DraftKings or whatever, there's money involved. It's gambling. It's small-time gambling.
Sure.
And it's not going to dent your pocketbook that much. I mean, depending on if you go nuts with it. But I think it's a no-brainer. I think it makes total common sense, and it is going to be a big-time revenue stream for all these states that flip the switch. And if Georgia does that, John and I are going to sink our teeth into that as we continue here. But I want to hit you with an idea that I had coming to work that because when there's been gambling at racetracks for horse racing for decades, maybe hundreds of years, I don't know. But you're able to, at the racetrack, go up to the window, give them your money, whether it's a trifecta, whatever you do, and then if you win, you go back to the window and you get your money right now.
Yep.
Okay, so to me, at stadiums and arenas, right next to will call, there needs to be gambling windows. Or it doesn't, maybe not needs to be, but I would put gambling windows there at states where they flipped the switch to legalize gambling. And you say, well, the team can't have, it would be an independent company that the team, and here's where the team makes money, they can just have rent that goes through the roof.
Sure, of course.
Or some kind of kickback. I don't know what they do. I'm not a businessman. But to me, wouldn't that make sense? You're rolling up to Sanford Stadium for a Dogs Tigers game, you know, Auburn Georgia game, and you just want to put $50 on the game. You just want to spice it up a little bit. Okay, go to the window, put $50 on the Dogs -3, and if they win by a touchdown on your way out, you go to the window and you collect. You would get $100 back on a $50 bet. I think that's what I would do.
I think no chance that it happens on a college campus. I can see it. At, you know, SunTrust Park, you want to throw something up there, fine. There's no chance because the influence of kids living on campus to potential gambling being right there on campus, it's too easy. It's too easy for somebody that's a bookie to walk over. All right, bro, here's $10,000. Throw the game. I got a lot of action that you guys need to lose, and you don't want that. It's going to come into play eventually anyway, but if it's right there on campus, it's too much.
So are you with me in a maybe it's a bad example. So if I say Phillips Arena Hawks game,
I can see that.
Gambling windows right next to Will Call for a pro scenario.
I could see that, absolutely. I can also see that states that don't have gambling, we were talking about this, I got a feeling Georgia's going to lag way behind. We might be 60 or 70 before Georgia ever goes across with something like this. But you could bet that South Carolina and Tennessee will capitalize with sports betting windows literally right on the state line. And I wish I had the capital to invest and go be part of this because it's going to be a lucrative business.
Sure is, man. Hey, didn't in New York, wasn't New York the state that was fighting the Daily Fantasy League so hard?
I think so, yeah.
I think so. So maybe like New Jersey is the state that fought this all the way up to the Supreme Court. They're going to immediately flip the switch on legalized sports gambling. I don't know if the state of New York is, though, because it seemed like they were grinding the daily fantasy sites pretty significantly and you know trying to abolish it. And I think they were pretty effective in abolishing it. So it'll be interesting state by state to see where it pops up.
Let's take a couple of calls on this. Are you guys in favor of it? Do you think it's hokey? Do you not like it? 404-741-0929. We'll hear more from Brent Musburger as well, courtesy of CNBC. He had a lot of stuff to say. Let's go to our buddy Jeremiah. Jeremiah, are you in favor of sports gambling? Do you think it ever happens in Georgia?
No, no time soon. You are in the Bible Belt. These politicians can't think past their nose. Pisses me off, but what are you going to do? So, no, no time soon. Thank you.
All right.
Jeremiah, thank you for the call and the take. Yeah, I'm not touching that. Too political. Jeremiah, I'm just going to give you that, an open soundboard here on the Midday Show with Rick and John. But it's financial, it's moral, and I wonder if you know, the Supreme Court, the highest ruling body in our country, has turned the switch on legalized sports gambling. I wonder if that will change the perception of the immorality of gambling. And a lot of people have looked at that as, you know, a bad thing, a negative or whatever, and maybe judged people who did it. But I wonder if with the Supreme Court flipping the switch on the United States legalizing sports gambling, I wonder if the perception of gamblers will change a little bit.
Dude, I am all for it. I mean, if they put a casino down here, downstairs, or not even a casino, if they just put a sports book downstairs here at Colony Square, you best believe every morning on my way to Chick-fil-A, I would pop over there. You know Mark Owens is going to be down there dropping $5 on the Braves tonight or $15 on the Georgia Swarm. I would do it. I mean, again, I'm not going to be exorbitant where I'm cutting into my mortgage money, but it just makes games to me more fun to watch.
Recently, John, I don't know, roughly a year ago, I thought about coming out of retirement. Mm-hmm. I forget what it was. Some game that I had some wild hair about, and I want to pull a coin on this. I want to, you know, sort of put my money where my mouth is. And I went through the process of trying to, I think it was Bovada, you know, one of those, one of the offshore deals. All I encountered was red tape with my credit card. They wouldn't accept it. I couldn't do it. I like wasted a half hour of my time and I said, screw it. I'm going to stay in retirement. So this is going to make gambling more convenient.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And look, a lot of people have those offshore accounts. I kind of am dubious of whether I'd ever get my money back. You know what I mean?
I have. That's the only reason I stuck with it. You know, I turned 20 into a couple $100 in cash.
And you actually got the money.
Yeah, it just takes for, there is a lot of red tape involved to try to get money back. And that's what, because, you know, they're not legal in the States. You know, you can place a bet in Vegas and we'll hand Mark 20 or $40 when he goes out there.
Wait a second. I remember it. I was trying to set up the account with an American Express credit card. American Express, I think, John, had some rule or stipulation that I couldn't use that credit card for offshore gambling. I'm pretty sure the people from Bovada were like, we've run your credit card and it's spitting back and rejecting it because they won't play ball with it. So this would make that more convenient.
Let's hear from Brent Musburger what he had to say about is this a bigger attraction for casino revenue? And that's obviously a big question. Vegas thrives off gambling because it's legal out there. Will this affect them at all?
I always look at things like this, the devil's in the details, okay? And that's going to be the key here, the amount of taxation that these states are going to demand when they go in. This is not a huge revenue flow, but what it does do in Las Vegas is it builds traffic. The most amount of money wagered here in Nevada clearly is on slot machines, and that's the profitable part of the gambling industry. But what sports does is it's an attraction for people to come into the casinos.
Think about how many people go to Vegas and sit in the sports book for hours.
I've done it. Many times.
Belly up.
Bets all over the place.
You get a meal. You place 10 bets somewhere.
It's a blast.
And you're just watching games.
It's the best.
I mean, I've always wanted to go out there for the NCAA tournament, the first couple of days of the tournament, although I'm not sure my body could take it. We'll read between the lines coming up next. M.O.
We'll hear more from Brent Musburger about sports betting now legal. Plus, wrestling's always been called a male soap opera. Well, now they're living up to that cliche.
Uh-oh.
We'll explain next. Read between the lines. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Time to read between the lines. Rick Kamla, John Michaels, we're in the Kia Studios bringing you our midday party here on the home of the Falcons, Hawks, and Atlanta United. I am excited. We've had some Brent Musburger sound today, courtesy of CNBC. Mm-hmm. We have already gotten two separate sound bites with references to the devil being in the details.
Yeah.
Not one, but two.
Yeah. Mark Owens is the devil, and he has the details now.
And I'll tell you this, there's a lot of debate saying, will Georgia ever pass this? Will we ever get casinos? You know, right before Georgia State took over the Turner Field property, MGM came in and offered to put a billion-dollar casino resort.
I did not know that.
At the home of what is now Georgia State.
Are you serious?
In Turner Field.
Mm-hmm. Are we a little salty that that didn't happen?
Well, selfishly, yes. Because I'm ready for casinos in the state. I'm tired of traveling across the country. I do think we will eventually get the sports betting in Georgia. I don't think it's going to be 70 years. It may take 5 to 10 years for it to happen. Look, we never had fireworks. I know that's a very minor scale, but we got fireworks. Because
yeah, we also couldn't buy liquor on Sundays.
And they just backed down that bill. Now you can start buying liquor on Sundays at 11:30 now, as opposed to baby steps. Hell, we couldn't get the Georgia lottery. It took years for us to get scratch-offs.
Yeah.
I think once they realize between gambling and marijuana, both of them will be legal in the state of Georgia within about 15 years.
So about three Sundays ago, 15. I'm at Publix. I'm getting some, I don't know, frozen pizza. I don't know what the hell I was getting. But I picked up a six-pack of Beck's Light.
Yeah.
I like Beck's Light.
To go along with your
croissant. I know, it's the randomest thing ever. Yeah, exactly. And so it was like 11:15. And the lady said, it's not 11:30. I'm sorry, sir. We can't sell this to you. I said, okay, that's fine. I didn't create a stir about it. But I'm like, what is the darn difference? Mm-hmm. It was like 15 minutes away. Yeah. I'm a grown bleep man. I'm 48. So I just moved on. But I didn't agree with
that. 5 years ago, they would have said, you have to come back tomorrow to get
right.
it.
Exactly.
So baby steps. I think it'll happen eventually.
No, a couple of years ago, they would have had chains on the section where you were trying
right.
to get your Beck's
Light. The broomsticks
oh,
in
yeah.
the doors where you yeah. couldn't even open the coolers. All right, here's more from Brent Musburger on CNBC talking about the effect this would have on specific sports teams.
Yes, I think it increases the value dramatically. I don't know, those of you who are watching the Cleveland Cavaliers losing that opener to the Boston Celtics, when you saw LeBron James's uniform, Nike, the big swoosh logo was over here, okay, because they're a big sponsor of the NBA. But over here was Goodyear, okay? Well, in the future, like when you go to London and look at some of those big soccer teams over there, you will see, maybe you'll see it, MGM over there as a logo. They will be one of the sponsors. It increases sponsorship money. It will directly go to the bottom line. The sports teams are probably worth more. They have to come to grips with the fact. Listen, I drove past the Raiders' new stadium that's under construction mm-hmm. down there. You can walk to the Strip and make a bet on the Raiders this year. So the NFL clearly knew this was coming.
They did, and the fact that there's a team already in Vegas thriving. The Golden Knights are obviously in the Western Conference Finals in the NHL. You have the Raiders going there. Is it next year they'll start players or the year after?
I think 2 years from now.
So 2 years you're going to have an NFL franchise in Vegas. If that can happen and thrive, and at least year one we've heard of no corruption with the Golden Knights and betting and anything else, it can happen anywhere else. With the money that's involved with players, I guess the only place that you really worry about maybe corruption sneaking in is the college game. But there's already corruption in the college game. It may not be bag men getting kids to throw games, but it's bag men getting kids to go to school.
I don't think this legislation changes the criminal mindset.
Right.
I think if there are criminals, there will always be criminals, just like there will always be cockroaches and mosquitoes. So I don't think this is going to ramp up point shaving and all that kind of stuff.
You know, we always make fun of WWE. We talk about wrestling, me and John do, that it's just a big male soap opera. That's mm-hmm. all it is.
It is.
Well, apparently John Cena is going the way of Robin Thicke because he broke up with, who was he with, Nikki Bella?
Nikki Bella, yes.
And now he went on the Today Show and said, I want her back. And she responded and said, not so fast, my friend.
It's been incredibly reflective, which is amazing, but it's very difficult. I had my heart broken out of nowhere, or for me it was out of nowhere, but... I still love Nicole. I still would love to marry Nicole. I still would love to have a family with Nicole. I am in my house alone, surrounded by these emotionally strong memories. And every day from 6 to 9, I get out of the house and talk to strangers as social interaction.
It's called living your life. You have to keep doing that.
I don't want anybody else. I love Nicole, and I'm really trying to support her in her trying to find whatever it is that she wants that made this fall apart in the first place.
Right.
But I don't have any other hopes other than maybe one day that we can work it out.
Okay, before we get to Nikki, you're about to explode.
Didn't he break up with her?
Yes, sir.
And then make her live out this contract where it was get the hell out of my house?
Yes, sir.
What the hell is he talking about? Whatever she needs to find. No, you left her.
Was he ever a heel?
Nope.
No.
Okay. So
sells
he's
too much merchandise.
He's been a good guy. But had a big strong John Cena.
Big dude.
He was like a really like the top wrestler, right?
Oh yeah.
Hustle, loyalty, respect. You can't see me.
Has the top wrestler ever plummeted to being a softer pile of mush than that?
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
When that video came out of Bubba the Love Sponge, his wife.
Yeah.
I think that pretty much humbled him. Here's Nikki Bella. Hey, look, John Cena, he just never gives up. Never give up.
Hustle, loyalty, respect.
Here's Nikki Bella responding to his comments.
I didn't think cold feet and all of that type of stuff existed, but it exists. I have hope, and I think it's just I'm at a point in my life where I feel like I kind of lost me, and I want to find me and work on me, and I just want John and I both to live, you know, happily ever after, whether it's together or separate, and I just don't want us to go, like, down the road in life and have regrets of, like, you know, I did this for you or you did this for me. And the day I say my vows, I want to say them once and I want to fully mean them. And so that's what made me hesitant.
I'm caught in conspiracy theory. They have that show on E! Total
yep.
Divas. Ratings are down. This is a ratings grab.
Might be.
This is 100%. He's backing off of his ring appearances. He's now a special attraction.
Yeah, and
he's doing movies now.
And all the excuses that they made don't add up. Because allegedly it was John Cena broke up with her and kicked her out and all of this stuff. And then now she's talking about finding herself and she only wants to write her vows once. And John's out there from 6 to 9. Okay, John, if you're out there from 6 to 9 talking to strangers, how about from 10 to 2 you come on our show? You can come to the lounge that is Rick and John on 92.9 The Game, and we'll bring you in with a virtual hug.
There's old man Cena again talking to the mailman.
I know. Unfortunately,
in his bathrobe.
Other than you're a Boston guy and you'll come in with that Celtic
is he
crap.
Really?
Yeah, he's from Boston.
Is he really?
Newbury, Massachusetts.
That is so disappointing.
Oh,
I did not
that.
Know that.
You look past all
that. Yeah. None of that mattered. He's from, with all the Wahlbergs or whatever their names are, with their little hamburger spot.
I got one more for you. This will bring you up a little bit. And read between the lines. I'll write to you by Inspire Medical Systems. Lloyd Pierce, regardless of he's going to do on the court for the Hawks next year, really, really good dude. Hear the interview at 92.9thegame.com. Often talked about. What music is he into?
So before we let you go, John did have an R&B question that he had to ask.
Now we're talking.
I'm a music guy. Rick,
now we're talking.
Rick is not an R&B fan.
I'm a rock and roll guy.
Yep. I'm an old school player, Earth, Wind & Fire, Teddy P. What's your favorite R&B group or CD to go to when it's that time?
Wow. Group New Edition.
Okay,
That's my era.
That's the one with Bobby 80s. Brown, Rick.
Got you.
There's a little issue I'm hearing about New Edition in the news breaking up right now, but I grew up a New Edition fan. You know, ironically, and I just shared the story, my mom was a huge Anita Baker fan. It was Anita Baker, Luther Vandross, Jeffrey Osborne.
Nice.
So this was an unbelievable opportunity for me, and Anita was great last night because she talked about, she told my mom, she said, I know you spoiled these kids and you forced them to listen to my music as they were kids, and you know, you don't understand it at the time, but it's all I listen to when I need some relaxation. I throw on CC Winans when I'm at home, and I throw on Anita Baker, and her voice is soothing, it's comforting. I didn't know she had as much energy as she would have at the concert, but that's my go-to.
So Lloyd Pierce has flipped this thing, man. A lot of people are like, Lloyd Pierce, who, what? You see him at the presser, you hear him here on 92.9 The Game. Everybody is saying what a great guy and what a classy, confident dude he is. Shout out to Lloyd Pierce.
Hey, Atlanta soccer fans, join 92.9 The Game this Saturday, May the 19th. Noon to 4, we'll be at Carriage Kia in Woodstock for a live broadcast with John Chuckery and Randy McMichael, plus a special Five Stripes meet and greet with Atlanta soccer player Kevin Kratz. You can curl it like Kratz with 92.9 The Game at Carriage Kia in Woodstock. For more info, go to 92.9thegame.com. Back to the conversation, sports gambling, legal. What does it mean for Georgia? What does it mean for you? Will it change the way you watch sports? That's coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
And that is Brent Musburger, one of my faves, one of my heroes, man. And he is all about handicapping, all about the point spread, always has been, but now he's kind of taking more of a front and center role after being one of the best play-by-play men in American history for about 40 years and now heavily into handicapping and that kind of thing out in Las Vegas. And we're talking gambling, ladies and gentlemen, Rick and John, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. So the Supreme Court has flipped the switch. They have legalized sports gambling in the United States of America, in states that want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be fascinating to see where these states pop up and flip the switch and say, we are legalizing gambling. We want all this revenue and all that. So John and I are talking about it right now. And you mentioned, you know, how will it change us watching TV? I think that's one of the things you said before the break, John. I am really curious. You know what a TV you know, critic I am, and I just try, analyst I am. I love sports television. Mm-hmm. I work in sports television. I'm curious to know, John, if there's more like gambling info, like on the bottom line of ESPN, right, with point spreads, over-unders, stuff like that. I wonder if those numbers and the importance of it are going to like come out in the play-by-play. Like Al Michaels and Brent Musburger for years kind of hinted at it,
sure,
or just said, you know, boy, that field goal kick was overly, you know, successful or something
right,
like that, you know. But I wonder if now, you know, like Chris Fowler would be like, well, they just covered the spread on that touchdown. Let's see if they can hang in there and hold on to it.
I still don't think the networks are going to want that type of influence. They're not going to want it openly mentioned. But I do think you'll see ESPN on the bottom line. I think the injury report becomes a lot more prevalent. It already is in the NFL. This is why the league, you know, say what you want, the league has taken away the probable designation. They make it where you can't just manipulate it like the Patriots used to and put 27 guys on the injury report when nobody was hurt. That's going to be more prevalent. You wonder now, and think about last year when we were doing our college fantasy football, and you'd go, I can never find out if a college kid's playing or not. All of a sudden, that changes if gambling becomes a lot more influential in certain states. People are going to want to know, is the quarterback for Michigan State going to be healthy? Is the running back for Wake Forest going to be playing? That type of stuff does change if gambling becomes legal in each individual state.
And to John's point, you've got big-time players in college football last year and heading in. You know, big-time players on, you know, maybe not big-time teams, but that's important. I mean, if your top receiver, let's give you an example. If A.J. Brown of Ole Miss is not playing on Saturday, and you're thinking about bellying up to the window and laying some points on the Rebs, you kind of need to know if A.J. Brown is going to be in that football game. But you know how guarded coaches are with the injury information on these young college student-athletes because they want to protect the kid. They don't want to put it out there that it's a knee injury and that it's severe because they don't want players on the other team attacking that knee in a tackle. So they're protecting their guys, but at the same time, we're bloodthirsty for the information, whether we're playing college fantasy, the few of us who do, or needing to know that because you want to play the point spread on the Rebels against Mississippi State.
Well, it's interesting, and I love guys that listen to the program, and we appreciate it all the time. You guys can chime in on Twitter. You can follow the station at 92.9 The Game, the show at Rick and John 929, and me personally at John Michaels 929. I got a guy send me a message, and I'm not going to put his name on blast, but he just says, hey, let Rick know anytime he gets a wild hair and wants to bet, I have a website. No Bovada BS using a debit card. It's cash money, but I have to set up the account. So, again, there are ways.
Appreciate that offer, my friend.
Yeah, there are ways to circumvent what's already out there. I don't think that's where we want to go right now. We like our jobs.
No, and look, I just think that legalizing gambling in these states is going to make it convenient. Think about it, man. When you're at, let's just say you're at a tavern with the peanut shells all over the floor and everybody drinking beer and having fun and watching soccer or football or whatever, and in the corner, they got the scratch-offs or the little peel-off, the Keno, whatever.
Yep.
And you know, and then you've got other scenarios where you're in another place and you can go I'm blanking on the other sort of gambling opportunities you have, but you already have.
Right.
No, I'm thinking about scratch-offs, like at convenience stores, right? You can belly up to the bar at the convenience store, spend $20, and scratch off with a chance to win $500. gambling is already kind of sort of mainstream. And so that's why I've been playing the common sense card all day. I think it just makes common sense to open up the to turn the switch on to legalized sports gambling.
I think you have something that the restaurant industry would absolutely love. Think about if you're, you know, and I don't want to put any of the restaurants' names out there because they may not want to be associated with them. But think about it, you're a sports bar in town and you already fight to get the pieces of people coming in there because there's other sports bars in town that are trying to take your business. And imagine you're one of the first ones that's able to allow legalized sports betting at your establishment. You know how packed your place is going to be on a nightly basis for people that walk in and go, all right, I want to put 20 on this or I want to put 40 on this. And yeah, you're probably going to have to add security because there's cash involved and there'll be some different legalities of getting people in and out of your business. But you're going to have people that will sit down, much like they do in a sports book in Vegas. They're going to order food, which typically leads to them ordering drinks, which when they order drinks, they're going to order more food, and they're going to stay for longer in your restaurant because of the potential to go out and gamble on games. I think it's a huge win for every state that decides to do this.
Let's set the over-under, and we'll take a call or two here, 404-741-0929. We want to talk with y'all about this, man. What does this mean for Georgia sports? And I would like some opinions, John, from the peeps on when they think Georgia or if Georgia will flip the switch and follow the Supreme Court ruling saying every state, you do you. If you want to legalize sports gambling, knock yourselves out. I want to put the over-under at 2025. Mark Owens a minute ago said 5 to 10 years from now. I think that's a pretty good estimate. Yeah. Let's go 2025. Do you think that's a good number?
I think it's the over. I think it's more closer to 10 years for me. So here's what I think is going to happen in this state. I think you will see a state like South Carolina go, we're in, boom. Alabama, Mark was telling me, you know, kind of needs money anyway, boom, we're in. Tennessee, they're going to go, well, wait a second, if South Carolina and Alabama are doing it, boom, we're in. And Georgia's going to sit back and watch the fruits of the labor of these other states, and they're going to watch people do like we've all talked about. Chattanooga's, what, an hour and a half from Atlanta? Get in a car, go put your bets in. You can get to Alabama going down 85 or going out 20 in 80 minutes maybe or less. Boom, go place your bets. You can get to South Carolina up 85 an hour and a half. Boom, place your bets. It's going to take Georgia to see other states be successful, I believe, before they would flip the switch and let it happen.
I'll take the under on 2025.
I hope you're right.
I don't think it'll be – I think it'll be right around 2025. I'm with MO. I think between 5 and 10 years out. And, John, you're probably right. The legislators and powers that be here are probably going to take a cautious approach to this, analyze it and view it from afar, and then make their decision. And, you know, I don't know what, you know, Jeremiah talking about the Bible Belt and all this kind of stuff. I don't even want to touch that, although I realize that it's out there.
I mean, it's the truth.
I'll take the under on 2025.
We typically won't go political, and we're not, but there is some truth to what he's saying about it being the Bible Belt. There's going to be other states that today they're already writing the bill. New Jersey's got the bill written. Like, let's get this thing going. You could see California and maybe Washington State. Let's flip the script. But, Mark, I mean, it's a scenario down here where things are different. Religion does play a part of it.
Would you have a problem if the Georgia State legislator came out and said, yes, we're going to do this, but we're not going to do it for 10 years because we're going to watch what Alabama does, we're going to watch what Florida does, we're going to watch what South Carolina and Tennessee do, and we're going to learn from their mistakes because you're going to see some of these states throw it out there immediately. And I know you're going to have, yeah, but there's enough people in this business that can come down and help you build it and make it right.
Right.
Well, New Jersey and Vegas, they have the gaming industry to back on. We don't have the gaming industry. We have sports betting, and we have the Georgia Lottery. So if they say, we're going to learn from their mistakes, and when we roll it out, it's going to be perfect. No bugs. It's going to be perfect, but you got to give us 10 years.
I'd be fine with that.
I'd rather them roll it out and let's work through the kinks because then I can still place my bets in the meantime.
You got a good point there. I see both sides. I'm not trying to play both sides, but I guess what I'm saying is I would go with the flow. I don't like need this, okay? I'm not like, boy, if only I had easier access to gambling.
Doubt.
That's just not the thoughts that are going through my dome. If they flip the switch and sports gambling is really convenient, yeah, I'm going to check, you know, like the NFL games. And I was awful with my picks last year, but you still get a vibe on a game.
Sure.
You know, I think Steelers -7 against the Cleveland Browns, my God, they're going to blow them out. I want to put something on this game. So the convenience of it will bring me out of retirement.
Here's my thing with that, and it goes to what you were just talking about. Convenience is one thing, but I think we'll go play New Orleans, and there's a casino right there at Harrah's. I haven't been to the casino there in 6 years. And there's a lot of times we stay right across the street from it. So I'm not a huge gambler. Pittsburgh's got a casino right there next to PNC Park. We were there last year. Didn't go to the casino. Really didn't have an interest. You go to Denver. You can go to casinos there.
Detroit.
Detroit had,
downtown,
yeah.
Detroit's got a casino.
And Windsor's. Matter of fact, Bo and I went and had dinner in the casino in Windsor and didn't place any bets. So just because it's there doesn't mean I'll do it. My mom lives a mile and a half from the Hard Rock Casino in Fort Lauderdale. I'll go see her and have little to no interest in going there. I do think the sports aspect will make it different because I do like sports. I like sports better than sitting there blowing on dice. It's just me. I think I have a better feel on sports. I think a lot of times poker and that stuff is more luck than it is. And there's skill attached. Don't get me wrong. But I think there's more luck than there is skill. But it doesn't mean I'm going to go out and I get paid on Friday and I got to go place $200 worth of bets, or else I'll be living on Paul's couch before too long.
This is exciting news. Everybody is talking about it. Sports gambling in the United States has been legalized by the Supreme Court. It is on the state to flip the switch themselves. So John is taking the over on 2025. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the under on 2025. Behind the glass, quickly, Emo, what's your official call, 2025, and then the preacher man?
What are we at? 2018 now? I'm going to say by, 2025 sounds about right.
So you're going push.
Yeah, I'm going push.
Over under, Preacher Man, 2025.
I'm going to go under.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm on Michael's Island over here.
So it's 2-1-1. We have a rare push vote from Emo. You want to get off the fence? You want to say over or under?
No, if it was up to me, I'd say put a trailer up and start it today.
So that's the under.
I'm ready to go.
I said,
I'm that guy that is at the bar that has the Keno, and I'll sit there and play Keno and drink cheap beer. There's an audience for this that can handle their money. And
I can get one of those ledgers and start taking bets right now. Now, don't expect to get paid until 2025.
You got to change your name to Paulie or something?
That's fine. Paulie Michaels or Paulie Walnuts, whatever.
Yeah. Meet me behind Kroger to get paid.
Speaking of money, let's try to give some away.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
floss. F-L-O-S-S. Floss is the word you will text right now to 72881. The dentist will tell you that you do not floss enough when you go there to get your teeth cleaned.
I have a dentist appointment later today, John.
Do you?
Goldstein Dental Center right there on Roswell Road in Buckhead. And my dentist and my dental hygienist will say, Rick, you have not used enough floss. Although every morning on my way to work after I eat, I have the little pick handle floss thing, and I just get it right up in there, and I floss my teeth.
Okay. Do you bleed when you floss?
No, not really.
Okay, that's good. That means you're doing the right things. You don't have, what is that called, gingivitis? I think you're all right. I think you're pretty good. But floss right now to 72881. Not legalized gambling. We're just trying to give you $1,000. That's
floss.
Awesome. You can take that grand and go put it on Grambling. I don't know.
So we've got new nicknames here on the Midday Show with Rick and John. We've got old school playa for John.
That would be me.
One of the great lines I've ever heard him say when we were interviewing Lloyd Pierce and talking to R&B, and John's describing who he is as a musical guy or a music fan, and he can refer to himself as an old school player.
Yeah, I am. Old school player. And Rick's,
the bomb.
Rick's new nickname is Ricky Lunchbox. Because Preacher Man, you missed it yesterday. He had a Capri Sun. He had one little cutie orange.
Sounds like my kid's lunch.
And he had his sandwich charity cut it in squares.
And the crust was cut off.
The crust
too.
Was cut off.
It was all hooked up.
I don't even cut my kid's sandwich.
It was all no. I'm just kidding. She didn't do all that. But I literally had a lunchbox. You know, with all the freezer things in it to keep the food fresh. Hilarious, man. Ricky Lunchbox.
Ricky Lunchbox and old school player. Let's take
old
a call.
Old school player.
404-741-0929. Ben's in the ATL. Ben, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Doing well.
Wonderful. Well, I don't think this is going to happen anytime soon in Georgia. I think if you look in Atlanta, I think the constituencies here love the idea of it. But, I mean, you look down in South Georgia, you look up in the mountains of North Georgia, those people don't want anything to do with sports gambling. And they're going to be looking at their legislators. And if they vote this, you know, they're going to vote them out. So I don't see it happening until this older generation of constituencies kind of weans out. I love the idea, though, and I hope it happens soon.
Hey, Ben, really appreciate the phone call. Sounds like he's taking the over on 2025 as an estimate to when Georgia flips the switch and legalizes sports gambling. But three out of the four of us hope it's the under.
I tend to agree with what Mark said. There's a lot of people in the North Georgia mountains and South Georgia that are driving over to Mississippi or up into Tennessee to go gamble, or going up into North Carolina to do the same thing.
There's a reason they built that Harris Valley River right over the border.
Mm-hmm.
You can get there in 2 hours from Atlanta. You can't get much closer to the Georgia-North Carolina line.
It's going to be a really interesting vote when it gets to that point.
I can't wait. We've got so much popcorn popping here in Atlanta sports-wise, and the plot just thickened with this. I love it.
Take a break. We come back. It's time to do the Braves breakdown. Jose Bautista, I want to ask you this, Rick. Good or bad for this ball club? I've seen a lot of debate on Twitter. We'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and watch 92.9thegame.com.
Swing and a high fly ball toward left. Schwarber back into the well. He turns. It's over his head. It's gone. Three-run homer, Bautista.
What a huge home run for Joey Batch yesterday. Chip Carey with the call on Fox Sports Southeast, and our Braves win again 6-5. They take out the Cubs yesterday at Wrigley. They win that series that dates back to, I don't know, a month ago when the weather stunk. And Jose Bautista had the biggest hit of the game.
Mm-hmm.
He had a three-run home run in the fifth inning, got us up to six runs. We hold on for a 6-5 lead, and that home run did give us the lead in that fifth inning. And so, John, we talked, I believe, yesterday about I have given Bautista, and I think you co-signed this, the time between now and when Dansby Swanson gets healthy mm-hmm. to get it right. Otherwise, I got to bring you off the bench. I got to have you as a pinch hitter, a spot starter, a DH in American League Parks. So it is and I think Joey Batts sees the writing on the wall.
Sure.
You got Riley Ballin, you got Camargo, you got Flaherty, you got options, right? Let's pick it up. And he only had one hit yesterday. I believe it was 1-for-4 in the game, still batting 176. But nevertheless, he, you know, had a lot to do with a big win at Wrigley Field against one of the best teams in the league. So it's a good look for him.
I have just seen a lot of people via social media really upset every time Jose Bautista is in the lineup. Like, why is this guy out here? He's ruining the chemistry. And I use air quotes when I say chemistry, as if any of us are in the locker room, in the dugout, trying to find out if Jose Bautista is messing up chemistry on this team. Last I checked, they're winning baseball games. Last I checked, they're in first place. And last I checked, he won the game for them yesterday with the home run. Here's the thing with Jose Bautista. If he continues to hit in the 170s, he's going to be replaced eventually. Ryan Snitker's not going to have a choice, and they'll do exactly what you're talking about. My thing is, as long as they're winning right now, why are people complaining about him being out there? It's not like Camargo's hitting 390 and you're keeping him out of the lineup. By the way, he's got a 192 batting average in 52 at-bats. Charlie Culberson, who's played some third as well, he's got a 196 batting average while there. Ryan Flaherty is hitting 293 and a guy that a lot of people want to see out there even more. But Jose Bautista brings you power that you don't have. Is it an experiment that's going to come to an end sooner rather than later? Yes. I don't think by August or September he's going to be your starting third baseman. I think at best he'll be a bench player. At worst, he will be outright released by then.
Interesting. I haven't projected it out that far. I'm not ready to just blanketly say right now that there will be a different third baseman in August and September. He may get his act together,
mm-hmm.
and he may keep the job. But and home runs like this go a long way to doing that. But if you're giving me a couple of home runs a week and you're hitting .150, that doesn't work.
No.
And so that's why that would be how he would kind of lose this job. But, you know, Snicker has an interesting decision mm-hmm. when Dansby Swanson gets healthy. And I just talked to Grant McCauley. Grant said that he did not think that it looked like Dansby would be back in uniform for our Braves on this homestand. So
right.
We're just kind of waiting and seeing what goes on with Dansby Swanson there. Now, in terms of is he good or bad for the Braves,
mm-hmm.
I think people – and God bless you. I'm not mad and all freaked out about your opinions that he's not good for chemistry. I just disagree with that. I don't think he's bad for chemistry. John, the winning percentage with Jose Bautista, I would say, 6-1 on that road trip.
Right.
They lost 3 to San Fran. I think those were for – what are they, 6-4?
Something like that.
So they're winning with him. And I haven't noticed any personality stuff.
No, me
neither. I haven't
noticed
him, like, throwing a hat down on the ground after a strikeout or whatever. I saw him the other day. He disagreed with balls and strikes. I think he said a word or two to the umpire,
mm-hmm.
and he walked into the dugout. And so I don't see him as a bad influence.
Yeah, it's not like he's cussing out young players in the dugout. He's not screaming. Him and Brian Snitker aren't getting into shoving matches. I've heard nothing come out of the Braves locker room that would suggest he's a bad player. If anything, it's the contrary. It's Jose Bautista has been very helpful with everybody right now, and he's trying to, you know, get this team and kind of put it on his back and realize that he can be a leader that outside of Freddie Freeman, they really don't have as a position player, a veteran who's been a great guy and a great player throughout this league. So I think it's a win right now. Do I want him to be hitting 260 instead of 170? Absolutely. I'd also like to see Ronald Acuna start to get hot again because his batting average is dropping. And I want to ask you this, Rick, with Ronald Acuna. Is it time to move Acuna back down in the lineup?
No, I don't believe it is. I think the two – he just needs to get comfortable there and just own it. That's your spot. You're the two-hole hitter.
Right.
Mike Trout is the two-hole hitter out there for the Angels, and it works perfectly. And he flourishes there. I think Acuna is going to be fine. Grant McCauley knows more of the underbelly of Ronald Acuna than we do. We have talked with him about it. He says this is how he rolls.
Right.
He'll go in it, and it reminds me a little – and it's a very small sample, so I'm not branding the guy. But Justin Upton was like that. He'd have a month where he was National League Player of the Month, and he'd back it up with another month where you're like, hello?
Right.
Is anybody home? So in terms of Acuna, you're right. 0 for 4, 3 Ks yesterday. The BA is down to 260. The batting average is down to 260. I would ride it out with Acuna. I'd play him every day. I don't know if he needs a mental break. I would get him out there because, John, one wandish swing of that bat and that elegant swing of his, and the ball's going 450 feet, and we're happy he's in the lineup.
The only reason I ask, NT Arte, even after an 0 for 5 yesterday, he's got the average up to 263. He's increased his batting average like 70 points in less than a month because he's been red hot. Do you want him back at the top of the lineup? Although the statistics will suggest right now the Braves are one of the best, if not the best hitting team in the National League, so why mess with what's working? I just looked at it as, do you want to have Acuna where the confidence is still high and maybe move him down for a couple of days?
I get the question. I certainly do. But I would leave him there at the two-hole. Do you agree with me that long-term, 10 years from now, he will be the two-hole hitter for the Braves? Do you agree that is his?
I think he ends up being the three-hole hitter.
What about Freddie, though?
Maybe he's the cleanup. You could leave Freddie there or flip-flop. I think he moves down one spot only because he's a guy that's going to hit 25 to 30 homers. You hope that he can drive in 100 RBI. So I think that's the type guy you move down a little bit lower. But, again, it depends on, does Austin Riley turn into a freak of nature? You know, do you go out and pick up a big bat somewhere along the line? Those are all things to be asked. 2, 3, 4, I'd be perfectly fine with Ronald Acuna being in any of them.
It's our Braves Breakdown on the Midday Show with Rick and John. Let's give our catchers a lot of credit. Last year, Suzuki and Flowers combined were top five for production and catchers in Major League Baseball. And kind of an under-the-radar thing. We have brought it to your attention. Grant McCauley has brought it to your attention. And they have continued, and if not been better this year. And Flowers is just back from injury. Hit a home run yesterday, 2 for 2, 2 RBI, hitting .320 on the year. Thank you, Braves management, for just making it work at catcher.
Right.
We pick up Suzuki off the free agent market or a trade. I forget how the transaction occurred, but these are not homegrown guys. And Tyler Flowers is a Roswell kid.
Sure.
But we, you know, they had to go get him. So really good job of piecing together a couple of journeymen who are kicking butt for our team.
Well, we're waiting on Christian Bethencourt later this year. He'll be the rock star. I mean, they've got the bobbleheads made already. Mark Owens is hoarding those much like he did the Ronald Acuna one. So, I mean, Christian Bethencourt will be up.
The ghost of Bethencourt lives. We got to give Julio Teheran credit, man. Mm-hmm. This is what aces do. You go to Chicago. Windy day. You're playing just a great Cubs team, a legitimate World Series contender, and you get hit around a little bit. Yeah. You give up some walks, you give up a couple of home runs, but you get through six innings with the lead, and you've given up four runs. He only gave up four hits in six innings.
Right.
So, just a shout out to Julio Teheran, man. He has righted the ship on this season. He's 4-1, John.
He is with a 3.40 ERA. That is top of the rotation type of stuff. Him and Sean Newcomb have been rock stars for this club. Now, a weird scenario how it plays out. We only made up yesterday's game in Chicago because of an earlier weather-related issue. Now you get the Cubs at home for three straight days and then Miami for three straight days to close out a homestand. You just went 6-1 on this road trip. You got to go minimum 4-2 on this this stretch against the Cubs and the Marlins.
I'm okay with that estimate. Look, we are – killing it on the road. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous road team. We're not as good at SunTrust Park. This, to me, is a big homestand. Like, be consistent at home. Pitch better at home.
Right.
And they've been getting timely hits home in a way, but it's about the pitching.
Yep.
It's about Folty tonight and Newcomb and all these guys dialing it up at home. I don't know, John, what they do. Do you throw harder? Do you throw more sliders? Do you throw more chance? I don't know what the heck these guys need to do. They need to tweak it. It ain't working at home. And tonight it's Folty, 3-2, 3.21 ERA against Yu Darvish.
Who's been butt
who
rotten.
Seems kind of, sort of out of gas.
Yeah.
He is 0-3 with a 6 ERA. Years ago, he was a Cy Young candidate.
Do they wish they had, and not that Arrieta's been great by any stretch, but I would have rather given that money to Jake Arrieta than to Yu Darvish.
Agreed.
You got to get you. SunTrust has become the new launching pad north. You need to jump on Yu Darvish really quickly and get him the heck out of there.
It's shocking. Last year, I had him on my fantasy team in Grant's league. He stunk for me. Gets moved to the Dodgers. John Michaels swoops in
like
a falcon on a gopher. And just picks him up and goes and eats him. And you saw what Yu Darvish did down the stretch, man. He was up and down.
Oh, yeah. It would be I call it the Masahiro Tanaka. Because Tanaka will have two starts where he looks like the reincarnation of Nolan Ryan mixed with Cy Young. And then he has a start where he looks like Dennis Rasmussen. You're like, what the hell is Masahiro Tanaka throwing out there? I went back with Dennis Rasmussen.
I can't believe you hit me with a Dennis Rasmussen. I think I might have had it. He was an old 70s ball player, right? No, or 80s?
In the 80s. He was a Yankee lefty for a while. I think he pitched for the Padres.
I probably got his card somewhere in a box.
I could have gone with Andy Hawkins as well if you wanted to go with that
Andy
one.
Andy Hawkins, another good pull.
I think he lost throwing a no-hitter. Andy Hawkins did.
You should have gone back to the Ron Guidry era.
Now, Guidry was a baller.
Yeah, he was. He was
Gator
a stud.
Could throw.
And so I'm looking at the weather here. If you're going out to SunTrust Park tonight, yikes. The weather continues to get worse throughout the day. 50% chance of rain at 9 o'clock, 60% at 10 o'clock, 70% at 11 o'clock. Get this game in, fellas.
Yeah, they're going to have to. Hey, you can join 92.9 The Game today, 6:30. It's the Hawks Draft Lottery Watch Party presented by Budweiser. It'll be going down at Stats Brew Pub on the corner of Marietta and Baker downtown. Come watch and find out if the Hawks will receive this year's first overall pick. I got fingers crossed. The party starts at 6:30 today, and you can watch the first game. It's actually not the first. It'll be the second game of the conference finals between Cleveland and Boston. We take a break. We come back. Lloyd Pierce said he needs a college football team to cheer for. We're going to sell them on our programs coming up next, and you guys can do the same during the college football cheat sheet on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and watch 92.9thegame.com.
Rick and John have the latest news from college football and want to hear from you. 404-741-0929. This is the College Football Cheat Sheet on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's up, y'all? It's Ricky Lunchbox and old school playa Rick Hamla and John Michaels, respectively, here in the Kia Studios, bringing you the College Football Cheat Sheet, brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC Tune-Up. Another way they make you smile at rsandrews.com. So, John, as he was asking Lloyd Pierce, the new head coach of our Atlanta Hawks, yesterday at the Hawks practice facility,
mm-hmm.
he was asking him about R&B groups and artists that that Lloyd has liked over the years. And in asking that question to Coach Pierce, John referred to himself as
an old-school player.
School player.
Yeah, I'm an old-school player.
And it's one of the most hilarious things you have ever said here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I mean, I am. When it comes to music, I'm an old-school player.
And he,
I'm an old school player.
And by the way, Lloyd lit up when John said that. He got a big old smile on his face. That was a great moment.
So we started talking off the air, and Coach Pierce said, I have never been to an SEC game. So I asked him, I said, because he said, hey, I'm a Raiders fan. I've been a Raiders fan through and through. Rick called it. I thought 49ers just based on the age and the fact that the Niners were the better team in the 80s. Maybe he had glommed onto the Niners, but he's a Raiders fan. So we asked him, who's your college football team? He goes, dude, I'm a free agent. I'm looking for a college football team to cheer for.
So he did say that he loved college football,
though. He does, but he just doesn't have a team necessarily that he's going to cheer for. He wants to get to some SEC games. And Mark Owens, of course, lit up. He goes, hey, coach, you drive. I'll drink, and we'll go to the game. But I think that was kind of how the conversation went.
Yeah, I told him he said he's ready to get to Athens. He wants to experience a UGA and SEC game. I said, Coach, let's go. He had a red tie on yesterday. You already looked the part. I got shotgun. You drive. I'll take care of parking. Let's roll.
Great guy and a great chat with him. And so he is a college football, let's just call it an SEC free agent. We want you to call us right now, 404-741-0929. We'll take a couple of calls. Sell Lloyd Pierce on your program. He is an SEC free agent. MO already attempted to sell him on UGA. Mm-hmm. Lloyd Pierce certainly was intrigued by the G.
Yeah.
But it didn't sound like he was hook, line, and sinker sold, John.
No, it didn't. And I tried to sell him on the U, and he said, yeah, you guys were good a while ago, kind of like the Raiders. And I was going to hit him with that one.
He shaded and faded heck out of the U.
He did. I was going to do that to the Raiders, but I wanted to keep a good relationship. I was going to say, you guys haven't won anything in a long time either. Matter of fact, it's been since the 80s, and we've at least won a national title.
That would have been too good of a comeback.
It would have, and I didn't want to do that to Coach. But either way, I've got a list written down. I'm going to try to sell them on the U, and then Mark's going to sell them on Georgia, and you guys can sell us on other programs. You don't sell them on
I will not try to sell them on the Gophers.
You
I
should.
Will not.
For comic relief, we should hear you try to sell them on the Gophers.
So you're should I sell him on Alabama?
No, because it's not your team. You're going to sell them on Minnesota.
Well, I'm kind of an SEC free agent as well. Well, hold on a second. I'm a dog fan. What am I saying here? I am a dog fan.
I think should sell them on Tennessee.
Here's the thing. Here's why I got that confused. It's just the dog fan thing. It's not in my blood since I was a little child, like mm-hmm. most of you guys and girls around here. But I am a dog fan.
Here's how I'd sell it to Coach. First and foremost, we have a home stadium that you can actually buy real alcohol in. Like, you can go in and get a vodka and Red Bull.
He might not even be a drinker, though. We don't know that about him.
Well, I'm going to assume partier until proven otherwise. We have the coolest prop in all of college football. It's not even close. It's the turnover chain.
Got to give you that.
He looks like he wants to bling out a little bit. We also have two documentaries about our college football team. Who else can say that? Nope, you can't either.
From the time period when he said you guys were still good?
Yeah. Including until the point where we were not so good. We have cheap season tickets. I can attest to that.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah, I sit three rows from the field. My season tickets for two of them were less than $700.
Dang, you're right.
Oh, yeah. And I could sell.
Why doesn't Miami up the prices a little bit?
They've been up. They've gone up about $200 since the fat guy's no longer on the sideline. When that idiot was there, you got a chance to play for $300. We do have five national championships. We have a game day atmosphere like no other when people show up. And our coach does really, really cool diving tricks and donated his own money for an indoor practice facility.
And it seems like he has flipped the script and needs to win, doesn't just want to win.
Yeah, he's got swag. He's got the goatee and everything. He's Maserati Mark now. Coach, come to the U. That's all I'm asking. Mark Owens, how are you selling them on the dogs?
Pretty simple. You're coming off a run to the national championship. Number two, listen, I know you're a happily married man, as we all are, and I know your wife is expecting. But there ain't nothing wrong with looking, and the co-eds in Athens on game day are something else. Again, ain't nothing wrong with looking. Don't be that creepy guy and hangs that stare a little bit too long. Another thing, from one coach to another, we got a coach that's going to be here for a little while. Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity for you to become BFF with another coach that are going to do great things for their team. We got faith in you, Lloyd Pierce. Speaking of coaches, two words, Tom Crean. Tom Crean is doing things with the men's basketball program. He's changing the culture, which is a very popular term when it comes to Athens. Two basketball coaches talking about the sport they love.
Yeah.
Two guys with a lot of energy and a lot of passion. Mm-hmm. I think you two could become very, very good friends. I don't know. Maybe start a little of the recruiting process from Athens. Maybe help out a little bit. Maybe see some dogs on the Highlight Factory after too long.
A basketball camp.
Just saying.
A basketball camp.
Just throwing it out there. Athens would be a good spot for you, Coach.
Boy, if I'm Coach Lloyd Pierce right now, my head is spinning. Y'all just hit me with some really good sales right there.
I didn't even hit him with the
co-eds. Extraordinary marketing.
I didn't hit him with the co-eds because all you got to do is flip on a Miami game and you will see a lot of women in short shorts and tube tops.
We already kind of know about the overall attractiveness of South Florida, don't we?
Yeah, but our co-eds and the short shorts and tube tops are under the age of 70. So the cool part is,
wow,
we have some good-looking
girls. I didn't say you were going to an FAU game. Okay, a couple of funny ones coming in, and we'll take a phone call. Guys, send them to South Bend for real football. What, when Georgia shows up and has 40,000 people in your stadium and kicks your teeth in? Yeah, no thanks. Chris in Ackworth takes a shot. He said, since the coach loves the rebuilding, he should go cheer for my Yellow Jackets. All right, on that note, that's from Chris in Ackworth. That is not a view expressed.
Chris, I see
John
what he
Marcus.
Did there. The Hawks and, are rebuilding.
Said,
I see what
said,
he did there.
And he also said my Yellow Jackets, so that he is a fan of Georgia Tech. But we had a phone call in Porterhouse. Hung up. So another guy said, how about go to FIU, Butch Davis? Butch Davis, good coach.
Okay, good. We're trying to kind of keep it to an SEC thing right here.
What if you were?
It can't be the Gators.
Here's the thing. Yeah, they're out. I would sell him, and I've never been to Ole Miss, but I'd sell him on Ole Miss. They need to win. It's been proven they will do anything they can to win. I have heard the Grove is unbelievable on game day. A lot of sundresses and a lot of really good-looking women. And let's be honest, the team's not that good, so if he has basketball to concentrate on, he can just bounce at halftime and go do whatever.
Auburn fans are driving around going, pick me, pick me. We're Auburn. We're awesome. Mm-hmm. Auburn fans, here's the deal. We love you. We do. M.O. might not so much, but I don't have anything against you. But I can't tell you that I'm a dog fan, and I'm in the presence of a damn good dog, and promote Auburn for Lloyd Pierce, SEC free agent.
Let me do this real quick. If I were to
put if LSU had a quarterback, I would contemplate championing their cause.
If
they don't have although they might get this Joe Burrow kid from Ohio State.
Yeah, let's
see. You hear about that?
They may.
They might have their quarterback.
So if you were selling the top five programs, if you were just to rank top five programs in the SEC, Bama would be one.
Correct.
Georgia would be two.
Mm-hmm.
Would LSU be three?
Nope, Auburn.
Okay. Would LSU be four?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about his scope.
I'd put Texas A&M four and LSU five.
Oh, no. I'd have Florida over Texas
A&M.
They got
my guy Jimbo.
Lloyd,
if you want to go outside the box in the SEC, hit your wagon to Jimbo Fisher and the Aggies.
Here's how I would do it. Bama, Georgia, Auburn, LSU, Florida. That's how I'd rank them in order if I'm selling programs.
Not mad at you.
For Florida, you can chew chewing tobacco and make your own. You can macro make yourself a pair of jean shorts. You'd be good with that. With bedazzled butts and everything.
What?
I don't know.
Macro what?
I heard that on a 40-year-old version. That's the only reason I brought
it. You should just stick to old school play.
I should. Take a break. We'll come back. We're going to go around the 404. We'll talk about the Falcons. Who got some kudos last night? It's all next. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.